These standards address occupations' potential to build healthy communities and to enhance wellness by assisting people to develop personal skills in choosing and performing occupations which support well-being. A number of documents form the basis for the health and welfare perspective on the revision of the standards. United Nations documents, which help to shift the focus to a vision of health for all people and to a continuous improvement of programmes. The World Health Organization's International Classification of Functioning, Disability and Health, ICF, which help to focus upon activity, participation and the environmental influence on health and occupation. UNESCO, the World Health Organization and the World Federation for Medical Education provided an international education perspective to the standards and identified the need to ensure programmes are relevant to the local social and community health needs and priorities. Educational programmes will need to reflect who the recipients of occupational therapy services will be, what their health needs are, how the educational program responds to those needs, and how effective the graduates are in meeting those needs. These standards require that occupational therapy graduates can search for, retain, and apply information, as well as have enhanced clinical reasoning and teamwork skills. Two documents, one from ENOT, the European Network of Occupational Therapy in Higher Education, and one from CAOT, the Canadian Association of Occupational Therapists, influenced the structure, content, and language of the standards document.